Welcome to your new year and welcome to Aspire. This podcast is being recorded and aired for the first day in January 2023. Happy New Year. Always wonder what that meant when, our questioner, her name is Holly. She is from Los Angeles, getting a lot of LA people lately, and that's kind of nice. She asks about what it means to have a new year. Let me get right into it. What can it be to have something new, she says, in this year when nothing ever really changes? Is change possible? And then she goes into a litany of things I don't want to get into about her life. So we're going to leave that as is. So it is really important to understand that the changing of the guard, as I always call it, going from one year to another, from one day to another, and thinking that a whole new fate is meeting you or is there, is simply ridiculous. It really is. We do live in impermanence. Whether we understand that or not, or like it or not, we do live in it. So the effort would be to harmonize with impermanence, to become harmonic in it, and to allow things to change. Let me read to you, since I'm going to be spending this year of 2023 in the Tao Te Ching, if you realize that all things change, there is nothing you will not try to hold on to. If you are not afraid of dying, there is nothing you cannot achieve. Do you understand what he's saying? There is nothing you cannot achieve if you are not afraid of dying. Well, people will say they're not afraid of dying, but you know, the human body, if you've related yourself to it, it fears death and it is frightened by the whole idea of it. But that isn't what really Lhotse is talking about. He is saying if you are afraid of dying, if you are afraid of change, if you are afraid of the ultimate change, which is death, then you will fail basically in everything you do. But if you're not afraid of dying and you're willing to go with the changes that the ultimate change, death, would offer, then there is nothing you cannot achieve. Now, I made that really simple, and it is not difficult to really understand. What can be new, you ask, Holly? Probably nothing can be new except you. You could be, as Jesus said, born again, not of the flesh, but of the spirit, as he put it. And that's exactly what Lhotse is saying here. If you are not willing to, shall we say, let go of everything and die, let go of what you want, what you desire, even your own life, if you are not willing to let all of that go, then you're going to face another year where change will probably be minimal, if anything. The only change will be is that you're dying. Every day you're getting closer and closer to your envelope, as we call it in the group, where you get your envelope and it's time for you to leave. And it isn't really a matter of time. It's a matter of you've gone as far as you can basically go. You're not going to go any further than where you are right now. And the values and the character that you have, the lack of virtue, that will all be, you know, a part of the characteristics of recycling. Most of us have been recycled in this world. And back and back and back and over again, we are recycled. We don't really understand what evolution is. True evolution is what Lhotse said, not being afraid of dying. Everything is going to change. So if you're not afraid of failure, if you're not afraid of, embarrassment or trying and needing to try again and try again, if you're not afraid of effort, real spiritual effort, transformational effort, then you're going to find that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that holds you back. You can do, as Lhotse said, there is nothing you cannot achieve. So does the tick of the clock bring us to the fate of our destiny? In a way, yes, and in a way, no. It's not the tick of the clock. It's the continuum that you and I live in. So, Holly, we live in this continuum of ourself, of what it means, in my case, to be Gregory, or what you have as Holly. You must decide inside yourself, what is that continuum? Do you continue to believe in the things you believe in? Do you continue to insist upon futility as your great teacher? Do you insist upon trying to fight hate with hate? What is it that you are actually doing in the course of your lifetime? What is this really all about for you? And if you start to see that you enjoy your routine and you live in a groove, that right there, that is extremely dangerous and will provoke not change, but conformity. And you have to ask yourself, am I going to let my life conform to, you know, living other people's lives and what they expect out of me? The real reality is to let things flow naturally forward in the ongoing evolution of your own awakening, to be able to awaken beyond the confines of an institution of intellectual, shall we say, boredom. Most people are gathering information to assess some kind of mediocrity, some kind of pedestrian mentality that they feel comfortable with, and it's all about being comfortable emotionally. So my emotions set the pace for my life. My emotions say, this is comfortable, this is not comfortable, this feels advantageous to my needs, and this doesn't. And as long as I am living in that kind of confinement, I'm going to be afraid of death. I'm going to be afraid of anything that would pertain to insight. Because when you come in meditation or in spiritual awakening to that place where you're changing, you're actually moving towards the light, which our year of 2023 will be all about, you're going to find your body is going to be frightened because it is used to dwelling in the dark, in the darkness of despair, in the darkness of fear, in the darkness of anger, in the darkness of its own darkness. And because it likes to live in that servitude of laboring in futility, we find ourselves, well, less than enlightened and more into, I'm comfortable with emotionally with the way I live and I don't really want any change unless it's a change that benefits something I believe I want or need. And that is the pedestrian mentality. To say the least, that is the pedestrian mentality. And this is what most of us do. We miss. We miss our entire life for that pedestrian mentality. So to answer your question, Holly, what can be new in a new year? Everything is just getting worse, as you say. It is because we refuse to grow. We refuse to mature. We refuse virtue. We refuse to awaken because we want what we want. And the ends for most people justify the means. And that is a very big problem. Holly, thank you for your kind comments also about Aspire and the TV programs, and I hope you enjoy the new ones that will be coming up today. There's a brand new set. I hope you enjoy them. Please forgive me. Namaste. Well, we're there. The last programs of Aspire are on the Aspire website at aspire.org. You're probably listening to the podcast from aspire.org. So if you go to the splash page, you will see that we will be offering new programs each week. These are closers, and they're very short, so they won't take up a lot of your precious time. Be back on the air next week with another podcast series. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.